Okay, we started the sugya of Kibbud Av V'Em. Today we're going to try to we'll learn. There was a brisa on Hey Amid Beis. Today we're going to look at the brisa of Vav Amid Aleph. We'll try to come to some sort of a klarkeit. Before we begin, I want to impress on you that the nidain of Shir today is no small thing. It's a shaila of a issa d'oraisa. Tremendous difference between Isurim D'oraisas and Isurim D'rabbanan. So the issa d'oraisa, a person has to be yetzer kol hashitas. And the shailas that have to do Kibbud Av V'Em are underappreciated because there's an idea in America that Kibbud Av V'Em means you have to be a mensch. You have to be nice, and you have to say thank you. That's not true. Kibbud Av V'Em has halachis, just like Shabbos has halachis. Every mitzvah in the Torah, Esrog and Lulav, they are halachis. And Kibbud Av V'Em also has halachis. You have to know the dinim of Kibbud Av V'Em. Now, there's no question that the most difficult part of Kibbud Av V'Em has to do with things that parents request that don't seem to be yosher for them to insist on. As the father says, he wants to eat. You want to bring him food, so it's nice. He's coming back from to the airport. He wants you to pick him up. It's a very nice thing to do. And we understand that this Kibbud Av V'Em. But then, when they insist that you wear a coat and it's 65 degrees outside, or they ask you to eat something and you really don't want to eat it, it mitzad yosher, a person doesn't feel he has to listen to his father or his mother. And yet, that's the nidain we have today. The nidain is which tzavois that a father and mother give you are tzavois that you're mechuyev min ha-Torah to follow, and which one's not. And it's not an easy nidain. We're going to try as best we can to understand the Shakavataria, where the machlekes comes from. It's the machlekes of Shayim and Achrayim, as we're going to see. And we're going to try to understand as best we could and to try to come to some Askana Lamaisa. To just say it's a Machlekes Rishayim is not going to be enough, because in the Issa D'oraisa, when you have a Machlekes Rishayim, you have to be Machmir. The person has to be Yitzhak Koladeus by D'oraisas. Or something's a Dasi Achid, but it's not going to be a Dasi Achid. And therefore, we're going to have to try as best we can to come to Havana. From the Sugya, we're going to have to come to Havana in this Nidai. Now, we already had the brice of Basheli and Shchaitli, which we're going to come back to. The Gemara is going to talk about Shekin Hechsha Mitzvah, which we're also going to have to understand. But for now, we're on Vav Amid Aleph. Actually, we're just in the last words of Hey Amid Beis. Gemara said, Loi Lav De Mechamer. We're talking about Shabbos, not about Issacharis, which is the Sugya. Lav De Mechamer, there are 40 malachas, not 39 malachas on Shabbos. There are 39, everyone knows. There's a 40th malacha called Mechamer Achabahemtoi, which is an Issalav, which is not an Issacharis. That's why the Mishnah says, Arboim Chaser Achas. Betzim, there are 40 malachas, and one of them is not a real malacha. You're not either Karis, but it's a real Issa D'oraisa. And that's the Lav of Mechamer. So Gemara says, Lav de Mechamer. Fafel Lahachi Leidachi. Ela de Kaimalon Dossi Asebidachi Leisa Se Ligmar Mahacha de Leilitchi. So if you're going to say that Lav de Mechamer is not, a Kibbud Av V'Em is not Deich Lav de Mechamer, so you should learn that in Asei Deich Lai Sasei, V'chitei Meshanim Lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri, V'tana Ba'al Mekoi V'loi Kaparach. But we see in a minute now that the Tana doesn't ask such a thing, that Lav de Shabbos Chamiri, the Tanya. Now this is the second Brice, so the Brice that we're going to have to focus on today. Yachal Omalai Oviv Hitamei, Asha Omalai Al-Tarzu, Yachal Yishmalai, Tamalai mi ishav vi mei tiro ve shav sai sai tishmeiru kulchem chayavin bichvaydi. So we learn out from Shabbos to other Averis. That's the Gemara's that's the connection to the Gemara, that we're learning out other lavim lo yitame from Shabbos, so we don't ask that Shabbos is chamiri. But al kaponim, what's the case? The father said hitame. The father said go become tame. Now, the nidain is, what is the case of this brisa? And everything we say today revolves around the following shaila. When the father told him, hitameh, go become tameh, or altasa. What's the case? You could learn the cases that the father said, go into the Beis HaKfaris, because the father needed something. The father needed something. There were peiros in the Beis HaKfaris. So he told him, go into the Beis HaKfaris and bring me peiros. I'm hungry. You can learn that that's the case in the Gemara. Or that he said, Al Tarza, don't return the Aveda. Why? Don't return the Aveda. I need you. I need you to drive me someplace. So one way to learn this Braisa is that the father told the son, do an Aveda because of my covet. I need food. I need to be driven. I need to be, you should be Mishamish me. So Om Aloy Avivi Tamei means his father told it to him, Mipnei Kvaidai. That's the first way to learn. The second way to learn is that it's Mipnei Ritzainai. The father didn't need it for his covet. The father just tells him, go into the Beis HaKfaris. Don't be so frum. I want you to go into the Beis HaKfaris. And he didn't tell it to him, Mipnei Kvaidai. There's no shimush. He just said, Hitamei, because I want you to go and be Mitamei. And the Gemara is saying that the father can't tell him to be Aver Aver. It doesn't work. Now, what's the difference between these two ways? If the father, the Gemara is saying the father told him to go into the Beis HaKfaris because he needed something, the first way to learn. Or that the father told him, don't return because I don't like him. So that's which category? It's a good question. Okay, I'll put that aside because we could argue about that. But let's say he said, don't, again, there are two ways. Either he told him what we call nekvaydai, I need you to be mshamish me, don't go do this mitzvah. Or he told him, don't do it because I don't want you to do it. It's Sinai. One is kvaydai, one is mitzvah. His ratzon is, I don't want you to do it. Enough kamina. How do you understand kibbut aveim always? How do you always understand kibbut aveim? If your father tells you, go and do something with neighbor tzayni, not because of my covet, because of my ratzon. I want that you should go into this place. I want that you should wear a sweater. Is that kibbut aveim? If you learn the second way, that this Bryce is talking, that he told him, just stop, I want you to go and be mitame, because I want. So we need a pasuk to say, it's an aveira, don't do it. But then we'd have a diuk, that lo yitzur, the father would say, do something that's not an aveira, mimnei ritzainai, you'd be mechayiv. Ritzainai is enough to be mechayiv you, according to the second mahalach. Because according to the second havana of this Gemara, it's only when it's an aveira you don't have to do things with nei, you don't have to listen to his rats. But if it wouldn't be an aveira, you would have to. Mashiach had a view in the first way. The first way, the only havamina that of amalei of hitamei that you have to listen to him is only because of kvaidai. Kvaidai, you have to listen to him. So kamash v'lorim, it's an aveira now. But if it wouldn't be kvaidai, you'd never have to listen to him. So there are two ways to understand kibbut aveim b'chol ha'Torah kula. Is it only kvaidai? And I told you last week, the braisa, ezel kavod, machilai, mashkeyu, malbishai, it says, meviyai, maitziyai, manilai, it says things that you're mishamishim. Are things that you're not mishamishim kibbut aveim or not? Depending on that, are the two ways to learn this Gemara. So, what would we rather? Before I start, what would you rather? Mechayiv or not mechayiv? Huh? Everybody would rather? I think everybody would rather not be mechayiv, no? Anybody rather be mechayiv, everything his father says? Gives you more opportunities to do a mitzvah. But, okay, let's see. I'm not going to ask you. The first way to learn that it's talking about Nekvaidai is Beferish Taisis in Kedusha Lamed Beis. Says Beferish that it's talking in a case where the father needed something. Taisis in Kedusha says, the first way to learn, that it's talking after the father needed something in the Beis HaKfaris. He had to leave it like Geislois, Ted, bring me, I'm hungry, I want to eat pigeons. Yeah, pigeons are based on kfaras, go get one. So Tosfos says that beferish. The Ramban, the Ritva, and our Gemara seems to say that. And what about Rashi? See, Rashi here, Rashi, Dibra Masl Hitamei, Amalei Ovav Lekayin, Hitamei, Bebeis HaKfaris, Lohoshev Aveda. Rashi, a little confusing. Rashi says, I want you to go to the Beis HaKfaris. Why? Our clear is that the father wanted the Nekvaidai, because he needed something, or just the Nevet Sinai, just because he wanted it. You see the expression, the Nekvaidai, the Nevet Sinai? Hope you'll have, right? If your father says, bring me milk, I want to have a coffee, that's Kvaidai. Kovit is Machilei, Mashkiyai, Mevi'ai, Metziai, Mabishai. Ritzainai means, it's just I want it, whatever reason. No, nothing to do with being mishamish. So, again, Taisvis, the Ramban, the Ritva learn, is talking to Kvaidai. Go be Mitani to bring me something. Rashi, Yitamei b'beisach forest lahoshev aveda, well, mysterious what Rashi means. Rashi means Ritzainai or Kvaidai. And the language, lahoshev aveda, means not just telling him to be Mitani, he's telling him to do it for a purpose. On the other hand, Lahashir Aveda is not Kvaida either. Unless it's his Aveda. But if he knows where it is, it's not really his Aveda. So it's a little difficult to know for certain what Rashi holds. But we have at least three Rishayim, Taisus, the Rabban, and the Ritva, that say that it's talking Hitameh for the purpose of being Mishamishmi. Which is the cooler dick away. But the only times I have a minute to listen is for the person in the church. Now, the main shita on the other side is the stimas harambam and the stimas hashulchan aruch. The stimas loshen harambam and the shulchan aruch is like the Gemara. It doesn't say that he told them to go to do something. It's a little hard. I mean, there's those who bring a raya, since the Shulchan Aruch is Saisim, that it learns not like these Rishayim. On the other hand, not such a stark raya, because the Rambam style is to bring Lashon HaGemara, the Shulchan the Mechaber style is to bring Lashon HaRambam. So I don't know how stark a raya it is, but when the Rambam brings in Hilchas Kibbut Aveim, which is Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam has a section, Hilchas Mamrim, where he has Kibbut Aveim and Kavod HaNasi, some other dinim. So the Rambam is Saisim. There's a second Rambam. In Hilchas Gezeila V'Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam also brings the din of Omalei Oviv Al Tachzer. I don't know why the Mishpat here doesn't say Chemetzu, but Rambam Yud Aleph Yud Tes in Hilchas Kseil of Aveda brings also Stama Amalei Aviv Al Tachzer Aveda Yachol Yishmalai Tamad Leimer. The Magid Mishnah there, one line Magid Mishnah, says Amalei Aviv Al Tachzer Aveda. The language of the Magid Mishnah is Ella. Be mishavish me, bring me something to eat. Which means the Magid Mishnah is learning, like Taisus, the Ramban, and the Ritva, that the only time there's a Hava Minah you have to listen to him is when he says, bring me things to eat. That would be good. We'd have the Rambam together with all these Rishayim. However, the Mishnah Lamelech explains the Magid Mishnah. The Mishnah Lamelech apparently understands from the Rambam Hilchas Kibbut Aveim that you always have to listen. So why is the Magid Mishnah saying that he told him Al Tachzer Aveda, I'll just be Mishamish me? So Mishnah Lamelech says, because otherwise he'd be a Einai Samaisa Amcha. Otherwise the father would be a Rasha. Last week we asked the Kasha that if his father's a Rasha, you don't have to listen to him anyway. So Mishnah Melech says that if the father says, don't do a mitzvah for no benefit, just lahachis, he'd be a Rasha. So that's why the Magen Mishnah said, Altaz Aveda, Ella be Mishanish. So it's an Aveda Leteyavai, which doesn't make him a Rasha. Says the Mishnah Melech understands, Alt Kibbet Aveda, you'd always be Bukhayev to do it. You'd always be Bukhayev to listen. Which means that the Rambam sheet is not clear. The Pashas, the Magen Mishnah, is that he understood the Rambam Lahakel, and Mishnah Melech is saying no. The Rambam means to be Machmir. The Drisha in Chayshim Mishpah Reis Samach Vav says Shita Sarif Arash is also to be Machmir, that you always have to listen. Which taken together, if you put the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh together, then we would say Paskin that way. But it's not so clear in the Rambam, it's not so clear in the Rif. So from the Rishayim, we have clear some Rishayim that are Megal. It's not clear if all the Rishayim are Megal, the Rambam and the Rosh Hamachmir, then we're a bit stuck. There's a Braisa in Kiddushin. Following Braisa, I think it's the Lamed Aleph of Beis. And Rashi brings it, so you all heard of it. It says, Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Why does it say Ish? Ish is Mechayiv and not Isha. Elo, the Gemara says, Ish sipek biyodei lasais. A man has time. A man is not tied down to the house. A man goes out, he's outside the house, he has time to go be Mishamish's parents. Isha, in sipek biyodei lasais. A woman, she's married, she has a family. She doesn't have so much time. She's busy with her family. Mishubita family. So the Pasuk talks about the usual case. Ish imay vaviv tiro. Usually a man has the ability. The Isha does not usually have the ability. So shteit in the Braisa. The Sefer HaMakna is a kasha. I think it's the last Sefer HaMakna line of Lamed Aleph in Beis. Here's the following. There are two mitzvahs by Kibbut Aveim. This covet, kibbut aveim, and moira aveim, ish imay vaviv tiro, and yira. The Gemara says, ezel covet, what kibbut aveim? Machileyu, mashkeyu, bimishamishim, mabishay, maniloy, metziyay, meviyay, any shimush, that's included in kibbut aveim. Ezel moira, what's considered a moira aveim? That the things that you have to do, it says, Moira is Shabbat Hasa. You're not allowed to sit in the seat. You're not allowed to call him by his first name. You're not allowed to contradict him. As a matter of fact, it's not well known. If you're home, you're at a Shabbos table, and someone's going out, your father says it's raining outside, take a coat, and you know it's not raining. It's an issue derisa to say, no, it's not raining. To contradict a parent is an issue derisa, and many people are not aware of it instinctively. Yeah, you're allowed to say that it's not raining, but you have to say it for a Lashon question. You have to say it for a Lashon covet. You have to find a nice way to say it. That it was raining. Is it still raining? I'll say something like that. But to contradict straight out in Isidar Isa. So there are two categories. There's Kibrav and Moirav thing. You see the difference? Kibud is Bekumbase. Kibud is to be Bishamishim. Moira is Beshev Altase. Is not to contradict him and not sit in the seat. A few other things. What's the pasuk? Ish imay va'aviv tiro. It's talking about yira. What's pshat in the Gemara? Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Ish sipek biyadei la'asais. Isha ain't sipek biyadei la'asais. A man has time to be mekayim yira. A woman doesn't have time to be mekayim yira. Frakta hamakna, what are you talking about? Yira doesn't take time. Kibud aveim takes time. You have to bring food. You have to drive the person. You have to mabishay. Yira is all don't sit in the seat. Don't contradict his words. Or don't call him by his name. The Peltic Akasha. What's Ish Imai Va'aviv Tiro? Ish V'lai Isha? That a woman doesn't have time to do. Yir Imai Ra'av. A woman has time. It's all negatives. Bomb of Akasha. Based on this Kasha, the Hamakna says a Chiddush. That if your father says to you, put on a coat, and you don't put on the coat, that is included in that Avera of Yira. Yesaiser Devarav. You didn't contradict him orally. You didn't contradict him by saying things. But if you contradict him with a Maisa, that's also a Chesaron in the Avera of Yira. If your father says, do something, you have to do it, otherwise you're contradicting him. So the Hamakna is saying that my Ra'av Va'im is not only Dava Shlili, it's only not only if you achieve to not contradict him, achieve to not sit in the seat, achieve to not call him by his name. It includes that you have to do things. If your father says do something, you're not doing it as Saisa Devarav. And you're not doing things as Saisa Devarav. And that's included in Yira. So Ish, Sipu Biyad Elas, Ish Ishaloi Sipek. Sefer HaMakna. So it turns out that the HaMakna, without bringing all these Rishayim, just says that it's included, not in Kibbutz, but in Yira, to do what he says. Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe, in Kiddushin Ha'or Yud Dalet, Rav Moshe is very upset by this Hamakna. Rav Moshe says, what kind of chiyuv? It's a chiyuv to do everything he wants? Doesn't say. Why did the Gemara say that? That's much more than not calling him by his first name. If everything he tells you have to do, you have to do. So what says El Kavod? Maybe we have to mechavod him. He says, Kavod is a maisa, that's a hanah for him, a physical hanah. And Yira is Dava Shlili. You have to refrain from doing things that are bizayim, that are lack of Yira. So Rav Moshe argues with the Sefer HaMakna. Again, the HaMakna is Machmir. He says, any time you contradict what he does, Yoivar and Daraisa, even if he just tells you to do something that's not a hanah for him, and Rav Moshe disagrees, primarily Api Svara. So here we are with a problem. Machlokes Rishayim, and now Machlokes Achrayim. I told you to look at the last Ramah in Hilchos Kibud Av Eim. The last Ramah says a very famous thing. Says if your father tells you to marry somebody, you don't have to marry that person. Your father says, marry, I want you to marry this person, you're not mechuyev to listen to him. Might be a good idea to listen to him, I don't know, but you're not mechuyev to listen. The marker for this is a maharik. The maharik is brought in the Darkei Moshe, the Torah, the Sefer HaTorah in the Darkei Moshe. The Sefer HaMakna brings a raya from this Marik. Again, the HaMakna is the one that's Machmir. Let me get the name straight. The HaMakna one is Machmir. He says you have to listen to everything your father tells you. Atira. So he brings a raya. He says, the Sefer HaMakna says, if your father tells you, marry Pliny, you're not obligated to. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah to marry the person you want to marry. It's an obligation to marry somebody that you like. Somebody that you'll be able to treat properly. So if your father says marry somebody else, then that's telling you to be Eiron Aveira. Zokta HaMakna, we see that if your father tells you to do something, you're obligated to do it. Because here your father tells you to marry somebody. If not for the fact that it was an aveira, you'd be obligated to do it. So Amakta says a riot to my shita. It's a riot to my shita that you have to listen to everything your father says, unless it's an aveira. But otherwise, you have to listen to everything he tells you. What do you say to that raya? That's good raya.
Mitzvah shani.
But that's good for what he's saying.
Okay, maybe they're by getting married.
Oh, you mean the father's telling you to do a mitzvah. That's the father's telling you to do a mitzvah. And there are two comebacks to this raya. One, Ramesha says that it could be the person you marry is b'payol, a help to your father, to your parents. A daughter-in-law, hopefully, is also helpful to her parent-in-laws. So it could be who you marry is also a b'payol de kahanoah. I guess Ramesha writes to answer this. But there's a better answer. If you look in the Dakimaisha, the Marit brings two reasons. Others call three reasons. Dr. Moshe brings two. Brings two reasons. You don't have to listen to your father when he says who to marry. One reason he says, because it's a mitzvah to marry the one that you want to. But you know what his second reason is? The Marit's second reason, I think the Gra brings it, is because it's not something that's kibbut aveim, because kibbut aveim is only machilei, mashkei, mevi'ei, metzi'ei, malbishei, manila. Mamish, the thing we're saying, the Hamarik says, is the second reason. That means the Marik himself was Mesupik. You see, he gives the two reasons. So he says, Zichir, after listening to your father, he says, Hurver. But two reasons. Either because it's not Nagaya to him, personally, or because there's an Aveira to marry somebody that you don't want to marry.
Could be
the Marik himself has a Stira Minei Obey in this.
Could be the gay, the covering Shkroch, to marry somebody that's for your father.
Pam used to quote the Tshuva de Netziv. Netziv writes that to marry someone that's a bezayin for the mishpacha, that you're not allowed to. Not allowed to, because that's or makla of a v'imai. It's a different aveira. He says you don't have to listen to him. He just doesn't want you to marry this person. But it's a bezayin, then you have to listen. Now the parents are always going to say it's a bezayin. I don't know if that's, if they're against the shidduch, they'll always say it. But it has to mean the stam. What's an example of a bezayin? I don't know. Someone comes home with a black girl. A Yiddish woman. I don't know. Regular Bas Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu married a Kushi. The Velt says he married a Kushi because his parents weren't with him by his chasana. So he was able to marry. Not the Velt says such a thing. But anyway, that's what it says. It says bezayin. You know, 50 years ago, after the war, it was a bezayin. If somebody who came from certain countries in Europe married people from other countries, it was a bezayin to mishpacha. The mishpachas got angry. Yeah. Okay, anyway. There's no Maira. Well, the Marik is nemigon, not like. The Marik in this terrace is not like the Hamakta. Hamakta says it's Maira. These things are not mine. No?
No,
Kibra is not mine. In other words, the question of whether you're a Saisa Devarav when you don't listen is Gufa de Marik Safik. These two turrets. So again, what do we have so far? We have a Machlaikis, Yushainim, and Taichin is Braisa. We have the Machlaikis, the Hamakna, and the Debris Moshe, and how to explain into Yenikasha. And we have the two Tzadim, the Marik. We have sort of already three Shlavim of a pretty even Safik about how to Paskin. Now, the Rajba in our Sugya comes into play. There's a Rajba in our Gemara. You're on the Vav Amud Aleph. The lashon of the Rashba is that the Iker mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim are things that are a benefit to the parent, a hanah to the parent, which is the kulatika way of learning. When you learn the Rashba, so you're happy. You have now another Rishon. That's Mekel. And I think the Aruch Lanech quotes the Rashba as being Mekel. Quotes Rashi. It was Rashi's Mekel. It was the Rashba's Mekel. The issue here is the Gra. The Gra in Siman Reish Mem Sivkat Lamed Vav talks about this Shaila. And it sounds great. If you read it, you know, it's always hard to read a Gra exactly. But the Gra starts by bringing Shitas that you only have to listen if it's Hanah for the parents. Then he writes that the Rashba in our Gemara, the Lashon of the Gra, something like that the Rashba says that that's only to be Deicha Alav, which means the way the Gra is learning the Rashba. The Gra is learning the Rashba that really there's a mitzvah always to listen to your parents. But that it should be Deicha Aloy Saseh, that is only if it's a Hanah for them. I told you the Lashon Rashba is Iker Mitzvah's Kibbut is to be Mahana. What's Iker Mitzvah's? So the Gra is learning there's a mitzvah of Kibbut in all cases. But to be Deicha Alav, it has to be a Hanah for them. So that we now have a Rashba, which Darth now learns one way, the Gra learns another way. It's funny, every single thing that comes up, we're finding two ways to learn. In this, for such a Yisayit Zikashah, you think it would be more mafurish if you have to listen to everything he says. I don't know why nobody talked about this in the, except they explained the Gemara, the Halacha Svarim. Why don't they talk about this? No? I don't know. Everything we have, now we have four things. We had a Taichar Gemara, we have Machlokes Rishayim. The Hamakna of Maisha, it's not only the Hamakna of Maisha, there are other Rishayim. The Sefer Yireim, the Re'im says like Maisha, Amshad Ishiva Yvav Tiro. And the Maral is the Hamakna. If you look in Parashas Yisrael, right, how do you answer the car? What was the Magnus Raya? Ish imay vavitiro, ish sipit biyadei lasais. He said, it must be, it's something you do. Says Ish. How does Ramesha answer that? Ramesha says, in Lira, today we need a covet. The drasha of Ish is going on covet, which the Urayim says. And so we have again in our Gemara two ways, in Ishimai Vav Tiro two ways, the Marik himself two ways, and Pshan the Rashba, Vaita, two Mahalchim, and how to learn the Rashba. It's a very Dover novel. It's going to be hard to come out with a clear kite. Once we go through these four steps already, we have two ways to learn in every Nakuda. It's going to be very, very difficult to come out with a clear Mahalach and Halacha. It's already too much of an argument, too much of a dispute. I do have to tell you that in the Atar Lamelech, the Rav has a piece given Avei. He brings the Rashba here in Yavamis and learns the Gra the way to be Machmir. And he says Lahalacha that you have to be Machmir. That's what Rav writes. He says Lahalacha, it's Bar, you have a Maral. He doesn't bring Ramesha. He doesn't bring the second half of the Marik. He brings the Machmir in and he's Machmir. Bad news. So. If you hold it to Chiyuv, everybody that we said till now says only Al Smayr. So far. Now this. I wanted very much to come out with a Mahalach L'maisa, and it always troubled me these two Mahalachim. And I've mentioned four things. Also the Rambam, Gzeil of Aveda, we had two ways to learn the Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech. It turns out a very, very difficult thing. So I suggest some sort of a pshara between the two. if you learn in Hilchis Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, it's borrowed that you're not allowed to be Saisa Devarav. That's Halacha Pesuka. You're not allowed to contradict. Is the Devarav. There's a Machlaikish Shach and Taz. What is the din of Lo Yistar Devarav? I think I'm getting this sheet this right. The Taz, I think, is the Meikel. You can look it up in the, right in the beginning of Hilchis Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, the Simur Reish Mem. The Taz says it's only Befanav. It's only in front of your father you're not allowed to contradict him. If your father's not in the room and someone's putting on a raincoat, you can go over to him and say, look, it's not raining outside, my father made a mistake. You're allowed to contradict him. They bring Rayas, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe, his father was, who was Rebbe's father? Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe was the whole Shoshelis and the Siyan. And Rebbe is Saisa's father in Shas. The Torah is Saisa the Rosh. How are they Saisa? I would think learning is different. But they bring a Raya? No. Because Shalai Befanav, you can be Saisa in front of him, you wasn't Saisa. Shalai Befanav, he was Saisa. So the Taz holds that Shalai Befanav, it's Mutal Istar Devarav. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says you're never allowed to be Saisa your father's words. Again, Beloshim question, you're allowed to. I say maybe it's different, or maybe, but the Shach holds even Shalai Befanav, it's awesome. Your father tells you put on a coat. Let's go with a coat. It's too hot for you to wear a coat. It would seem halacha lemaisa that there's a mahalach. Now, if you want to be machmir, you have to call a sheet. This is good. But if you wanted a shita, a way to be mekel and not come into this bachlaikis, l'chayra, what does the Havakna say? Why you have to wear a coat? You shouldn't be saisa dvarav. You shouldn't be contradicting him. The Eitzah would be in front of him to put on the coat. And when you go out, to take off the coat. Why? Because befanav, it's just one machlaikis. Machlaikis we're learning today. Shalai Befanav, it's already, you have two shittas to rely on. It's a machlekes, you have to listen bechlal. And even if you have to listen, the shittas ataz is that Shalai Befanav, you're allowed to contradict it. So l'chayra, that would be in Eitzah, l'maisa, there already it's a sveksveka, you have two shittas to rely on. It's a suffix, you have to listen bechlal. Even if the Hamak is right, and it's a sveksveka, Devarav, Shalai Befanav, maybe not. It would seem.
You put it on and you walk outside. Your father says, you put it on and you walk into the hall, he doesn't see you, you just walk out there.
Right, you go in the hall. Yeah, so long as it's not in front of him.
Is the point that fact that you already put it on, now when you walk out, you can take it off because you already have a mechanic that makes sense because you listen to him? Or?
No, I think his point is that's not chasarat maira. It's a lack of maira when you stand in front of him and you contradict it. When you're not in front of him, you have Meira from him, but not, you know, you're not in front of him. It's not different. If you give him a Nachas Ruach, I guess so. I mean, anytime you might have I don't know. Maybe. What? You're now allowed to sit in the seat, Shalai Befanav. So why is contradicting him different? Yashit is, you're allowed to call him by his name, Shalai Befanav. It says that it's, it depends. They bring the same right, or in the Torah it also says the Rabbeinu Asher. It's Rabbeinu Asher, he called his father by his first name. So Pischei Tshuva brings a nice teretz. It doesn't say anywhere Rabbeinu Asher. He wrote Harash. The word Rash was the Lashon Reish. The Lashon title of Kavod. It's the Reish of Klal Yisrael. You know, the abbreviation is not Reish Aleph, it's Reish Aleph Shin. He says the Torah always wrote Avi Avedi Rosh in Lashon Kav. But in Aliyah, you're not saying your father, you're saying your name. If you say you're Yitzchak ben Avram, so you're Yitzchak ben Avram. I don't think it's correct to, you know, there are a number of rayas. It's an old tumult. When somebody Sometimes when the son dies and the father's alive, let's say the son's name is Yitzchak ben Avraham. So they don't want to write Yitzchak ben Avraham Olav HaShalom because Avraham's alive. So they write Yitzchak Olav HaShalom ben Avraham Neira Yaakov. So I don't think that's technically correct. His name is Yitzchak ben Avraham. Ben Avraham is the son's name. It's not the father's name. Same thing. I don't think it's a problem to say Yitzchak ben Avraham. Nobody writes if his father's not alive. So yes, you want Aliyah. So you say my name is Yitzchak ben Avraham Olav HaShalom. No, I never anybody says such a thing. So if you are saying your father's name, someone asks you what's your father's name. So you, instead of saying just the name, you should say my father's name is. Or you say Avi Meiri. It says that there's a hetter to say.
Yeah,
if Kohen Gadol is a Matzion, yeah. It's a little strange. We had Raya's, this escapes me at the minute, but we learned Gittin. By the shameless, there was a Raya somewhere in Gittin that was the other way. Yeah. That's also Shlok. Yeah, Martin O'Meara is Lachem. What?
That's
so far. It's not. Machlokes Shach and Taz, I'm going to tell you, it's Lachemisa. So this is my hatzah. I once mentioned it in the shir. This hatzah to listen in front and not in front. If you tell you to eat the vegetables, I don't know what you're going to do. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to shalai the fun of, I don't know. You have to wait till they walk out, put it in your pocket or something. I don't know. What? Ish sipi b'yadai. When he walks out. How does this last nakuda doesn't help you, does it? The Makna is saying that you have to do, the Makna is saying that a man, that you have to do things. A man has time, but a woman doesn't have time. It has nothing to do with what's before a man. You have to go roundabout, takes time also. Okay, even better. I don't know, I just saw right before coming up to Shir, the Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger, which is quoted here in the Eil Torah. There's a famous Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger about Yerusha. If you have to listen to your father's tzavah, let's say somebody dies, gives a son and a daughter, and the father says, "I want the children to split." That's the way it is today. A parent typically wants the father, the girls, to yashin too. So the father ideally should draw up ishtar chatzizach, should do things to make it happen. But let's say he didn't. So Rabbi Kiveger there has a tshuva, and. He says, "I'll keep it out of it." You have to listen. Bezin can't force. Ain't kaifin, I'll keep it out of it. But he says, "You have to listen, I'll keep it out of it." The language, Zelashayne, I didn't look it up in Rabbi Kiveger, but he says, Kosov Zelashayne. Listen to what he says, a little different than what we said till now. He says, "The Gufa Inyan." Now, obviously, the father's dead. It's Shalom in front of all the time. He says, "Gufa Inyan, Hashmas Kael Ovi V'imai, Hu Kabay Nachas Ruach, Shazel Nachas Ruach Lahem. Sheyikuyim ritzaynam ubehepach tzalahem." See, he says that it's the nachas ruach that you're listening to them. That's a covenant for them. And then he says, "Eshedu b'chlal ma'irish zarchli reshal elavra al tavasa." Sounds like for Rabbi Kiveger that my eitz is a good eitz. He says, "Why do you have to listen to what they say? It's a nachas ruach to them that you're listening." So. If they think you're listening, that's the same nachas ruach. If you take off, if you put on the coat, you go into the car. Once you're in the car, you take it off, not in front of them. It doesn't affect the nachas ruach they have. So for this Rabbi Kiveger's lashon, it sounds correct, this eitzah, that the fneiyam, you give them the nachas ruach, you listen to them. And shalei b'fneiyam is different.
Same thing about grandchild or grandparent?
Grandchild is b'chuyi the kibbut of a grandparent too. Yes, yeah. Gemara was have a riboy that b'chuyi the kibbut of a grandparent too. So the parent has kedima to grandparent. But
so,
what?
He's saying it's a
that's right. Rabbi Kiveger is saying different than Amar. Amar says it's al tira, and he's saying al kibbut. And there, they're not alive anymore. It's not shaykh, a hanoah, a benefit, a physical pleasure. It's not shaykh. Right, so this is the sort of the background. And it's a shara halacha l'maisa. Talk about their rices. Change the way. It's okay, as you get older, you know, you spend the first 20 years of your life, that kibbut aveim is a pain in the neck. The rest of your life, Bezos Hashem, you have children. It's a kibbut aveim, you know, you're teveya kibbut aveim, you know. It's an important mitzvah. Now, let's look at the Gemara again. Can you just look back at the braisa on the Hayamid Beis? Okay, just read the Gemara from seven lines up. Itzrich, Sakta Techamina. Tesi bi kibbut aveim. The Tanya. Yachol ye kibbut aveim deich Shabbos. What's it say? The father said, Basheli, or Shchaitli. So if it wasn't Shabbos, you have to listen to him. Because of which pasuk? Which pasuk? Ishimai va'aviv tiro. What's going on in the Gemara there? When I learned this Gemara with you before Purim, we talked about kibbut. We didn't say one word about Meira. Because feeding your father is kibbut. No? So what's the Gemara? Ishimai vavi tirosh says, Ishimai vavi tirosh says, Ishimai vavi tirosh says, Ishimai vavi tirosh says, what's going on? How do you understand? And it's funny because the Gemara is a lush of kibbut. Yochei kibbut avim decha Shabbos, tamishim tirohu. Now, maybe you'll say it's both. But I'll tell you why. Chayra can't be both. Because if it's kibbut and yira, then it's two assays that are daich alayis assay. It's not a right that one assay would be daich alayis assay. No? What? It's just kibbut. If we just kibbut, it says Pashrat Nigara. It's without the diuk and the lashon of the pasuk, I would say just kibbut. I'll go right out from here, then I say Bechlei Seish Shrekaris, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell you not to be Deichashatz. Right? That's what we would learn. That's what he said. Right. It's a pasuk that's talking about Yira. I mean, you say the same thing. Zani Hashem, it means only a Yira, today only a Kavod. You'll say something like that. And according to the Hamakna, it's very good. Because Shchaitli Basheli is Taka Yira. Right? Shchaitli is not a Hanah. Giving the father the food is a Hanah. The Shchaitli Basheli is only Yira. So it's talking about Yira. My love is Shchaitli Basheli. Why does he use the Lashon Kibbut? I don't know. Lashon B'nai Adam. The Rashba says that what it's a Hechsher mitzvah, you mean? It's a Hechsher mitzvah. What?
That
kibbut. No, not here. So that would be a raya. That would be a raya. It's not a chsar in here. It's not here. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of it. It's, okay, so let's see the Gemara we're up to. Yachal amalai aviv itameh yosha amalai atazer. Yachal ishma tamalai me tiyachal yishmalai tamalai yishma yivtiro shabsaisi tishmairu kulchem chayavim bitchvaydi. So here also we have to figure out what's the Gemara saying here in context. Now, what's after what I say? Dechalaisa say, everybody? What's the context of the Gemara? We're bringing this Braisa to tell you you shouldn't think lav of Shabbos is chachomer and it's different. No, here we're comparing the lav of Shabbos to being mitama, and b'meila it's a proof that lav of Shabbos is not more chomer. So now going back to our original limud that asay doicha loisei shesh pekaris, because if not for the pasuk kibra ve'em would be doicha everything else. That's the mahalach here in the Gemara. Now, first of all, in Shulchan Aruch, those of you who looked, it's in Meresh Mem Siv Tesvav, it says, I think it's Lashon Rambam, that afilu Issur D'Rabbanan. If the father tells you to be over an Issur D'Rabbanan, you're not mechayev to listen to him. Why not? What's the Gemara saying now? It's Gzeres HaKosov. Yochel Yishmalai to do an Aveira. Talmud Leimer. Yishim Yevetiro. So, Ein Lachal Yaisa Mechidushai. If your father tells you to do an Isidere Aisa, so you don't listen to him. If your father tells you to do an Isidere Rabbanan, why isn't that say Deichad Isidere Rabbanan? So, how do you understand? We said the attack of the Rambam. The Rambam says every drabon is a deraisa. The Rambam said, like Sosur, that every drabon is a deraisa. So, nachinami. If you're going to learn, like the Rambam, that every drabon, maybe it's a right in the Rambam, that every drabon is a deraisa, the Rambam will be shitasai. The Makar is the Rambam. The Rambam says, even a drabon. A nice tickle tire. That's the shitas every five chalkin. I don't know if anybody argues, but that'd be nice. If every drabon is a deraisis, it's very good. The lashon of the Gemara: Ishimai v'avti rav shesaisi tishmayru kulchem chayavim bekvaidi. Is that two reasons or one reason? It's gezeres hakasev. Ishimai v'avti rav shesaisi tishmayru. What's kulchem chayavim bekvaidi? And the Hashem, right? With Hashem, Kol Chayavim. What if Kol Chayavim L'Cheres is Svara? The Gemara says, if your father says, "Give me something to drink," and your mother says, "Give me something to drink," who do you listen to? Listen to your father. Why? Atavi Mecha Chayav B'Kvayde. The Chayav by mitzvahs should be the same thing, huh? That's the limud Kol Chayav B'Kvayde. So that's the limud. The Chachai Bechvaidai, then it should apply to the Rabbanas too. Atov Avicha Achayavin in the Rabbanas. Fazal Zubachayim in the Rabbanas. So if the Vart is Xeris HaKasov, is one thing. If the Vart is a Svara, what is it? A Svara or Xeris HaKasov? The Svara is Xeris HaKasov. What does it say? This is Kulchem, right? The previous Amid. It's a Svara. So it's not a Xeris HaKosov. Yishlam V'hochi Yafin on Hasel Pesach. So you need a Pasuk? You don't need a Pasuk. Kulchem V'chayim. Oh, this is Guf V'chidish. I wouldn't know this is Svara. I don't know why I wouldn't know, but I wouldn't know this is Svara. Kulchem V'chayim. He's come much more. Okay, the Rambam says for Drabbanans. Okay, now for tomorrow, two things. First of all, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, the next words of the Gemara, if Machlok Rashi and Taisus, we'll try to understand it. There's also Reb Ruvain and Siman Dalet has a nice piece here, Kibbut Aveim. So I'm hoping that we'll do them both, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow. Okay.